That ball hit hard in center field. Buxton goes back. He looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. He just reached out and flicked it. A line shot right over that center field fence, and it's a 3-0 game. Yes.
How much fun is Robin Ventura having? Right? Come on. Cubs off to a great start, sure. But the White Sox off to a great start. It's been a very fun start to the baseball season. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
I am good. How you doing?
I bet you're good. Did you see this coming, this fast start?
I don't know if you see the fast start coming, but you see a group that... a little more veteran group. I think it's just, it's different. I think you know, you saw some good things happening. I don't know if you could just pinpoint this on it.
But it's great to see pitching. It's great to see a couple of surprise players on the roster. It just feels, we were talking to Dempster about this earlier. It feels like June or July. There's a little groove right now. And I know you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but it does.
It does not feel like June or July.
No,
that.
Well, it does from a fan standpoint.
You've been to one of our games. It's not June or July.
I come out, but I never want to bother you. People go,
sure.
People go, yeah. Go see Ventura. Go see him. I go, he's busy. Look, he's wearing baseball pants.
Yeah, that's a sign. That's a sign you're busy.
What's been your favorite part of the first week and a half here?
I think just the personalities that we have. I think, you go through a couple years, and it was a younger team. But you go through with this group, and they're a little bit older, and we have kind of the young, the older, and the in-betweens. But, they just get along well, and I think they understand the game a little bit better.
Let me get Dave Ennett in here because he'd like to say hi to you as well. By the way, Robin Ventura, you and I have known each other for a long time. Do you drink?
You don't have to use my last name. We've known each other that long.
All right, so let me call you what I normally call you, Skippy.
All right. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Kale. Dave Ennett eats a lot of kale. He'll drink kale shakes. Do you subscribe to that, as a modern form of nutrition? Because I tell Dave, why don't you just go out in the median and gnaw on something out there?
I don't mind kale.
There you go.
I don't mind it. I'll have kale every once in a while, but I can't eat it every day. I can't eat it every day.
But all right. Well, here's
a nice little kale salad.
That's really delightful.
Thanks, Skip.
Maybe you and Dave Ennett can enjoy yourself in Grant Park watching the sunset.
Yeah. What's
wrong? Dave Ennett, question for Robin.
Well, this road, not only your overall record, Robin, but you've had to do this on the road to start the season. Because of the weather, you only got in two home games before you went back out on the road. And you had trouble winning on the road last year. Not always an easy thing to do. What has been the difference in the way this team has performed on the road?
Well, again, we keep going back to just a little bit of an older group that I think just gets each other a little bit better. I think that's the biggest thing is at bat for bat, it kind of is a nice little groove as far as the vibe that they have of being able to try and score runs. And score runs late. I think when we score runs late, it just helps you out. I think the last couple of years, if we got down late, we just didn't seem to have that punch to be able to come back. And I think our lineup's a little bit deeper this year.
Did you, prior to this season, because, when I think of the surprises kind of out of the gate, did you know who Chance the Rapper was?
Yeah, I have kids. I know who Chance the Rapper is.
Right, did you?
I did know. I didn't know myself, but they informed me.
Did you know that he was this big a White Sox fan?
That part I did not know. I did not know, but apparently the new hats are a hit.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
I think they're fine. You look at our history. We always seem to come up with some funky hats. So I think that goes right with it. And uniforms, for that matter.
Yeah, are you sad the shorts aren't coming back this year?
They might. You never know. You never know.
Don't you think?
I liked them last year. I mean, we didn't get the shorts, but I thought I liked the uniform. Very comfortable.
All right, so enough of Dave's silly questions. Let's focus a little bit more on baseball before we run out of time with you. When I look at the Minnesota Twins, this is a team that was pretty good back in the day. The wheels fell off, and now for years they've been struggling. You know, I know baseball seems to be a game of trends, great, you know, phases and stages, and you can get in this kind of groove. But your division outside of the Twins, I mean, top to bottom, it's never going to be easy all summer, is it?
No, it's not. It's a tough division. I mean, even the Twins, I mean, you know, they're off to a rough start. But, you know, as far as young talent, you know, they've compiled a nice little group. But, you know, don't sleep on them just because of the start that they've had, because they proved it last year that they can get on a bit of a run. So you never want to let up on that. But, you know, the division's so tough, I think, even with the pitching. With Cleveland, Detroit added to their offense. You know, Kansas City won the World Series. So anytime you don't play well, you have a chance of just getting swept.
You know, I love the part. We always talk about this when we talk about the White Sox, whether you guys are on the phone or not. But I love the park. I've always loved the park. I mean, people were bitching about the upper deck at the park. I've always loved the park. I think the sell's underrated. I think it's a great time. And I want White Sox fans to not just talk about it. I want them to show up and watch it this summer. And there's going to be a great stretch of weather that I believe summer's here. It's going to last. So get your White Sox tickets, because Robin Ventura doesn't put baseball pants on just for the good time.
No. But, you know, the biggest thing is I think, you know, our fans are going to like the personalities that we have. I mean, they can play baseball and that. And, you know, it's going to be a fun team that I think could win games. But, you know, even the personalities that are here, I think our fans are going to like. We got some, you know, locos in there.
right. But you like a couple of kooks, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's been very fun to see this group kind of, you know, gel together.
You know, Dave, one more from you before we listen.
I just have to ask you about Jerry Sands, Robin. I mean, he's
how about that for
last guy to make the roster, yeah. And he comes up last night. You're in a one-run game, and he hits one out for you. And I don't think there are all that many fans who even knew of this guy. I mean, I know he's been around for a long time, but knew about him before spring training.
Well, he's been around in our division too. He's been with Cleveland and very good against left-handed pitching. But you know, you get a pitcher that's a little bit tougher on lefties than he is on righties. He gets a chance to get in there, and he's, you know, very versatile guy. Can play in the outfield, first base, third base if you need him to. So, you know, he hadn't had much playing time yet just because of our schedule and who we're playing and a couple of rainouts there. So, you know, you get him in there, and I think that's part of winning is that everybody seems to be able to find a way to contribute.
So you stick him in there for Garcia. He makes you look like a genius.
Don't go that far. I'm happy for him and the team, but, you know, that's stretching it.
Well, I am excited for you, and I'm excited for the team. I think it's great to have great baseball on both sides of town, but I think it's going to be listen, I love getting ahead of it because I don't have to account for it. I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a great summer for White Sox baseball.
I do, too. I like what we got, so I hope people come out.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks. Steve. Thanks. Appreciate you coming on. Robin Ventura. Now, Jake, I asked you to jump in with a baseball question, but you were too polite to do that. What would you have asked Robin Ventura?
I was waiting for you to give me the signal.
Okay. You mean,
you know,
like
usually we do the finger point.
But like a third base coach? Like, you know.
You got to give me a sign here.
But you wouldn't know what the indicator is. So the indicator could be here. And what would your question
be? See, I'm a new member on the team, so my manager, a.k.a. you, needs to inform me of when I can do such things.
Oh. What would your question have been?
I was going to ask about Brett Lurie because he like talks to himself in the field constantly.
I promise you that's one of the kooks he was talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, one of the kooks that makes
him kind of a wild card. Everywhere he's ever played, he's a little goofy. He's got a few screws loose.
All right, so you guys have Robin's cell phone, Ventura I'm talking about. And if you don't, I'll give it to you. Just text him all day long. Text him questions you wanted to ask on the show, but just text Ventura all day. And say, Cochran didn't let me get in, so I wanted to ask you these things.
Does he have to be wearing his baseball pants when I text him?
He wears them all day. Don't you love the fact that Ventura's kids are grown up now and they're going, Dad, it's Chance the Rapper.
Right.